You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're gonna throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. Hey, and welcome to Destroy All Movies, episode 356, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, episode 5, or should it be Star Wars, episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, Revisited, part 2, another super long title. We join our fellow broadcasters already in progress. Well, me too, so it's not just our fellow broadcasters, it also includes me. Enjoy.
Should definitely be.
Well, in the simulators, they didn't have that kind of information.
That scenario didn't come up.
Sir, yeah. What if a small rogue type ship starts weaving in and out of us? What do we do then? And, you stay the course, mister.
It'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
No. You just fly straight at another star.
And it's funny because, like, they just, like, brace yourself for immediate, maneuvers. And, like, everybody fell.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody fell to the ground, and they didn't maneuver, like, at all.
They really didn't maneuver at all.
But everybody fell.
Yeah. It wasn't like someone made an immediate right turn or something.
And at what point does someone say, brace myself to what?
Like, there's no handrails.
I'm standing in a big open space.
It's a Star Wars here.
Yeah. Like, you guys are in the pit. I'm going to fall on you. Like, you guys down there. I'm going to fall on you. Figure out. Maybe you guys should be up here with your equipment.
Who
built this thing?
Again. Again, no railing. Yeah. No railing. Just an open pit.
Just an open pit. Like an orchestra. Like, there's so many fucking problems with this movie. Thank you, George Lucas, for fucking ruining
it. So, only a handful of TIE fighters chase after the Falcon.
Yeah. They have 13,000 fucking Star Destroyers. 3 TIE fighters come out.
Yeah. So,
the opening scene with all those, there's 30 of them flying around. Even the double fucking, experiment twin ones that are flying around. The tandem fucking bike, the tandem TIE fighters.
It's a TIE bomber.
Yeah. Do you think those were like driver ed training, like for TIE fighters? Like,
that's the mother-in-law one.
Yeah. I'm going to take you out, but I get my own break and stuff like that. So I can take it over. That's the driver's ed TIE fighter.
So the fighter, the Falcon can't jump to hyperspace, and they're flying around some asteroids.
It's just student pilot on board.
Hold out your right arm, extend your middle finger.
Yeah. they're in blue. They're in a blue alpha because they don't graduate to the black one yet. Like, they're like, oh, I'm a student. I'm a blue stormtrooper. I'm a blue pilot. guy sitting there with a clipboard, be like, I wouldn't have made that maneuver.
That wasn't hand over hand.
Wait a minute. Why are you writing?
Because I'm taking notes. No, use your knob thing. Use your knob thing. I keep telling you, when all else fails,
use the knob.
Use the knob.
Use the knob thing.
What does it do?
10-2. Yeah. 10-2. Don't forget it.
No, just use the knob thing. Come on.
Oh, you rolled right through that battle. You didn't stop.
you rolled right through the battle.
You passed out other tie on the right. Yeah.
You can't. All right. How many times? Friendly
on
fire.
On the left.
Friendly fire is what? Bad. That's right. Friendly fire is bad. Holy crap.
So they're flying through the asteroid field, and one dude comes up to Darth Vader and says, they had to have been destroyed. There's too many asteroids. And the dude says, Darth Vader says, I don't give a shit about asteroids.
Asteroids. Asteroids don't concern me. Well, they should.
Yeah.
They're fucking blowing up half our fleet.
If you saw that guy fuzz out, what do you think happened to him?
Yeah. You think his camera went dark? No, his fucking ship blew up.
He got hit with one of these unconcerned asteroids. Yeah.
They're very unpretty. Like, we can't tell where they're going to go. Maybe we shouldn't do this.
They're flipping around all fancy crazy out there.
Maybe you should use the fucking force to know where they are. Maybe you could fucking help us out.
Yeah.
For the tracking device from the last movie.
Yeah.
It's probably still on board.
Exactly. Maybe fucking flip that switch again. Or for the love of God, send a fucking TIE fighter instead of these big things.
Yeah. These big things shouldn't be in there.
Yeah. We have
the surface area.
Yeah, we have hundreds of people on this. Like, send one.
Yeah. Stop choking people through the video system and just fucking do something else with this shit.
Exactly. Maybe stop. Yeah.
Maybe you can say something supportive once in a while.
Yeah. Lord Vader, if that is your real name.
Yeah.
Anakin, you bitch. I know you. it'd be funny if, like, one of these old dudes, because there's no, like, Tarkin in this one. So, like, Vader's running everything. You know what I mean? He didn't have Emperor. Emperor, but I'm just saying, like, he didn't have, like, Tarkin, where it's like, Vader, release him. Like, Vader's not releasing anybody in this fucking movie.
No.
Killing people, promoting people. He's just like, you want the job? No. No, you're going to fucking kill me.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah. Why? Because I'm not flying into the fucking asteroid field. That's why.
So
you fly into the asteroid field, fucking force user.
You do it. Yeah, mister. Why don't you hop in your ship and go fly in there?
You're the only one.
You're a good pilot.
Yeah, you're the only one that could technically use the force to fucking get shit away from you. And you're not going in. You do it.
He doesn't. He's like, yippee.
Yeah.
Pod racing.
Yeah, this is that's a good. Vader's like, I'll spin. That's a good move.
That's a good
move. that old chestnut.
The spin move. At the end of Star Wars, when the TIE fighter hit him and he was spinning, he was thinking,
he's like, hey, that's a good move.
He's like, ooh,
this brings back memories.
This brings back memories.
So the Millennium Falcon goes inside a giant space worm.
Right.
And they see some Minox flying around outside the cockpit. So they all go outside wearing just like a face mask.
No, it's
the inside of the worm has its own atmosphere.
Right. I guess. Ask Carl.
I never put that together.
That's right. Yeah. Carl,
you want to give a little insight?
You're the space technology expert.
It's the same way Jonah stayed alive in the whale.
Oh. Did he have a mask too?
Did he have a little?
It was underwater.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know.
It's scuba gear.
It opened its mouth and stuff. It's not like they were in a special chamber.
Right.
That's true.
They still should have been in the vacuum of space.
Yeah.
Right.
That worm's got to breathe. Alive. I mean, so he's got to have his own atmosphere or some sort of shield around him.
Yeah. Something that's going to protect him from the environment of space.
Well, the worm can handle space.
The worm can. Right. But them inside should not have been able to.
Well, that's why they wore the mask.
When they walked in.
Those were worm masks.
Yeah, listen to Carl. He's telling you.
That's right. They're special worm masks.
Carl told you. Special worm masks.
So they fly around. They're not. Thing can't still jump to hyperspace. And Han Solo pulls a maneuver where he flies real fast, breaks real hard, and sticks himself to the back of a Star Destroyer.
So I have an important question. When they were sitting there that whole time,
yes,
wasn't 3PO supposed to be plugged into the Falcon to find out what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, but he's just a protocol droid. He's not like R2 who could figure out what's wrong.
Well, to talk to the Falcon to find out what's up, like the Falcon ship, because the Falcon has the robot broad in it.
Yeah, from Solo.
Yeah, so
from Solo,
he should have been able to be like, she would have been like, hey, the hyperdrives, because he said it.
Yeah, he said she has a strange dialect.
Right.
Most peculiar dialect.
Right. But my point is, like, even at the end, he said, I also noticed that the hyperdrive. No, dude, when I plugged you in, you were supposed to tell me that. Like, you're a fucking useless droid.
Well, they can't get the hyperspace, right? So
it's true. He's fucking useless. He is. All he is fucking an albatross around fucking R2's neck. That's all he is.
Yeah, they make that very clear this whole movie.
In all the movies, he is annoying. He was pointless.
Mostly this one.
But he was pointless in all the movies. Like, he did nothing to help.
Well, he did decode the language of the sword and I can't remember which one it was now.
Rise of Skywalker,
right.
Yeah, and he talked to Ewoks.
Ooh. Yeah.
Purpose met. Yeah. That's it.
He had a couple of good days of talking to moisture evaporators.
Yeah.
Abodakash.
So the Falcon, so Han Solo tells Princess Leia, well, before they go to hyperspace, they always dump their garbage and then we'll just float away, right?
And how come we saw that? And how come we saw that in no other movie?
Exactly. When did they dump garbage? Because then it wasn't a small amount of garbage.
No.
That looked like they were dumping ship-sized things.
And what were they building? Was that part of the new Death Star stuff that didn't make the cut? Like,
I don't know what it was.
You didn't see like a fucking chicken bone floating in space. You know what I mean? Like,
It was big metal things.
Like a fucking Sprite can just floating by. No.
They recycle.
So
Tatooine's own blue milk. Nothing.
Tatooine's own. Tatooine's best.
Yeah, Tatooine's best.
So the Star Destroyers take off, the Han Solo takes off, and then fucking Boba Fett takes off, like fucking 5 feet behind him.
That I was just gonna say.
It was pretty close.
So the radar on the radar dish on fucking Falcon is useless. You could hear it. He was that close. You could fucking hear it.
I thought this was all trash.
Yeah. I think someone's following us. You fucking think? You can't hear that?
You fucking think? It's like the Falcon could use a rear window.
Right. And how come when they dropped the garbage and they took off, the fucking engines didn't incinerate everything, including the garbage and fucking the Millennium Falcon and Boba Fett? Like, those engines should have just incinerated everything.
Oh, when they go to the light speed?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. When all the Star Destroyers took off.
You're right.
That's why they dumped the trash out the back to burn
garbage. Yeah, to burn it and go. To
burn the garbage. Yeah. Instead, if they leave it out there, if all these Star Destroyers are doing this, man, the fucking galaxy has to be littered. Which shit you can run into. Meanwhile, Luke goes to Dagobah. We forgot about Luke for a while. Oh,
wow. Right. Yep.
That's a whole long.
crashes into the swamp.
Carl, you peeing or something, buddy?
Yeah. It's a look. Yeah, you peeing? We got the urinal view.
Yeah. I sit in this chair all fucking day. I stand up.
All right. Didn't know if you had to pee or something. Like, we got the urinal view. So.
Yep.
It does.
That's what it looks like. It looks like we're the urinal cake.
Then my leg gets in the way.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I was just curious.
And for a guy who lived on a desert planet, He seems to have no problem jumping in water and shit.
Yeah. Well,
like he jumped in that swamp like nothing. And it was pretty deep.
Right. Yeah, you know what I know?
He's only been on a desert planet and an ice planet.
Yeah. That we know of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I noticed one similar trait with Luke and old Anakin.
What's that?
They're both whiny fucking bitches. Holy shit.
You just put that together?
Fucking Luke pouted like a fucking 2-year-old in this. I'm gonna become a Jedi. You want a love for me? I can do it. I'm the best. And I'm not afraid. And then now you want me to just float rocks and lift a, you know, my X-wing. So I'm gonna get it out of the water. Jesus Christ! No! No wonder why Yoda was just like, yeah, dude, no.
Yeah, because he's sitting there when he first sees Yoda, and Yoda's acting like the impish little Yoda,
right?
And he's, oh, come on, don't do that.
Right.
Oh, I need that.
Right.
Yep. Is that when Yoda's going through his stuff? Like, just starting to... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Yoda.
Yeah.
That Yoda. Like, when he comes out with that little flashlight, that is the weakest flashlight you've ever seen in your life. it's the battery's dying on that one, Luke.
Yeah. It's not even fucking a book reader. Like,
that's why he lets him have it. He's like, I don't need that.
Yeah. And he pulls it out and does that little thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cute, Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
So it's when Yoda starts talking to Obi-Wan and they're having a normal conversation. Mm-hmm. Again, Obi-Wan appears to Luke like a apparition. And here he's like, hey, I was just like that kid.
But he wasn't.
And how come, like, now that we know that Qui-Gon figured it out?
Yeah.
What, like, if he figured it out, why didn't he make a pop in?
That's right. Why hasn't Qui-Gon
just be like,
he did in Rise of Skywalker. Very, very
well. Here's the thing. Qui-Gon did not disappear when he died.
Right. I always wondered that too. He's just a voice, I guess. He's the first one to figure it out.
I think you need to disappear or something. You gotta know that trick. The Jedi death trick.
Right.
So he tells Luke, Luke is having bad dreams about Han and Leia. And Yoda says, yeah, you're thinking of the future. Yeah, don't worry about those dudes. They'll take care of shit. You know. I can't tell you they're going to be all right or anything, but you shouldn't go. And so they go.
What if they die?
Yes. What? And Luke can't lift up the X-wing, and Yoda tells him, "No, it's not impossible. Size doesn't matter. Judge me by my size, do you?"
Yes.
Size matters. You should not.
Totally.
Do or do not, there is no
truth. Yeah. So it's laying some force shit on him.
Yeah.
And Solo shows up at the Lando Calrissian's place. And Lando and Lobot come out. And he's overly friendly.
Right.
Princess Leia is the only one who... got a head on her shoulders. There's something fishy about this whole situation, dude.
Right. That's because she technically she has force powers that she don't know it, so she gets the tingle.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, she got the spidey sense.
Right.
Yeah, that's so true.
When you're right.
When something's up, she knows it. She just don't know how she knows it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. And Han Solo keeps saying, "Yeah, I don't trust him either." Yet he seems to trust him a whole lot.
Yeah. Don't trust him either. Hey,
what's up? Good buddy.
What you doing? Got any of that blue milk? Tatooine's best.
So it turns out Boba Fett saw where they were going, went ahead of them, got Darth Vader there, all in that. Like, how long was that flight?
How did he pass him without knowing?
Well, he maybe he went up and then out. Maybe he knows you don't go straight in the hyperspace and make a few turns.
Well, Han didn't have hyperspace.
Right.
So he just went into hyperspace, zipped past him.
Yeah, but you would have saw it. Hey,
would you?
Well, yeah.
It's a shooting star.
I mean, he was 5 feet behind him. At one point, he was going by and Chewie's just like, anybody else notice the ship next to us? I've been telling you guys about it the whole time, just so you know.
That could have been any random ship in hyperspace. So
yeah.
So C-3PO gets blasted into pieces by some stormtroopers, and then the Ugnaughts play with his head. How come those Ugnaughts did not speak anything like the dude on Mando?
This is the way.
Yeah, that is true.
I have spoken.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You know, they're all going, you know, they kind of high squeaky voices.
Maybe they were from a different planet.
Different dialect, maybe.
Yeah, different dialect. Carl, what do you think?
Immigrants that haven't learned the language.
Sorry. Carl is our speaker.
Carl's like, he's our space consultant.
Our space consultant.
Fuck you.
So I tell you, when they got in the dining room with Darth Vader.
Right.
And he's, I want you to come in and have dinner with me.
How's he?
You know, yeah, exactly. Darth Vader ain't eating. So know what I would do? I would just like eat up a storm. Just to like rub it in front of him.
I would be like, dude, this is so good. You want to try? Oh, sorry.
Oh, you can't. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
You want me? More from me.
Put it in the blender and get you a straw.
Yeah. Yep. Just be like, this is good. It's crispy skin on this. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
No offense.
Oh. What's this? Wampa stew?
Wampa stew? No.
Bring some back to your egg.
Yeah, deep fry.
Yeah, bring some back to your egg.
You want me to wrap this up so you can bring it back to your egg when you take off your hat?
I'll make a nice donkey bag. I'll make a tauntaun out of the foil.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's just his fucking TIE fighter in foil.
Here you go, buddy.
Zoom. Yeah.
It would have been funny if when the other admiral captain guy who got promoted and died at the end of this.
He doesn't kill Piet.
Yeah, I know, but like it would have been great if they just showed like Vader just eating like a bowl of cereal or something. Like he walks in and he's just like, dude, give me 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
And there's like,
he's got like a cup of clam chowder.
Yeah. Or there's like a box of Lucky Charms next to him. Because Darth Vader loves his sugar cereals.
He loves.
And he's watching the throwdown.
Yeah. Give me 5 more minutes. Throwdown's almost over. No. Come on, dude. You're going to ruin it. Grab yourself a bowl, dude. Blue milk's over there.
So Darth Vader tortures them all to bring Luke there. Luke goes there, and Obi-Wan is there. I can't help you. So fuck out of you.
Yeah.
What if you've never helped me?
Yeah. You want to try my new cereal? It's Vader Smacks.
Vader Smacks.
Comes with a little baby TIE fighter, marshmallow TIE fighters. My God.
Oh. And the marshmallow's floating too close.
Yeah.
What? Woo! Spins off.
Jim's on fire.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Ghosts. They freeze Han Solo.
White helmets. Gray.
White. Oh, no, I know what you're trying to do.
White helmets. Gray TIE fighters.
Orange jumpsuits.
Orange jumpsuits.
Green Yodas.
Green Yodas. Oh my God, Vader charms.
Yellow. Yellow bisons. Two
oh songs. My God. Empire charms. That's.
So
that's my favorite. Just watching.
So
just watching Boba Fett. The Smurfs.
See, there are, except it's Ewoks in that universe.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that Gargamel reminds me of me. Smurf.
So, Boba Fett is the only one who mouths off to Darth Vader and gets away with it.
Yeah,
it's true.
No, the first one, the first dude from the. First movie from
Star Wars. Yeah, that's right. The first dude, the one that says she'll never tell you anything.
Yeah, fucking jerk.
Yeah, yeah. He seemed to be all right with that guy, but that guy could have been like his right hand man, you know,
his valet.
Yeah, it's the one who gets his cereal.
Yeah, gets his cereal, lays out his new capes.
Yeah,
shines up the extra helmet.
And don't try to frighten us with your sorcerous old ways.
Yeah. There was a lot of people too. Who fucking...
the first guy he choked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't finish. But
the So Boba Fett goes off with frozen Han Solo. If Chewbacca and Leia just left Lando alone, they could have gotten Han Solo.
Yeah.
They were just too late. Just a little bit barely, too late.
Yeah. So close.
If they weren't busy choking out Lando, they could have fucking gotten him.
I wish when Han Solo said, "You have to take care of the princess."
What? She doesn't like me.
Yeah. Fuck her.
Yeah. Fuck her. Yeah. You heard what she said about me.
Yeah. Kiss a Wookiee, walking carpet. Any of that ring a bell? How about
no metal? No metal.
Yeah.
I was there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Co-pilot my ass. I fly this ship.
Yeah. Yeah, you were busy shooting TIE fighters. Yeah. Who did she think was flying?
Yeah.
Me.
I'm flying. You're always in that fucking, you're always in the fucking, in the back fixing the fucking hyperdrive. I'm doing the flying.
Yeah, you take the stick for 5 minutes and then take credit for the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's who blew up Vader's ship? Me. That's who blew up the last TIE fighter. Me. Not you. Me. All you did was you were on the mic. That was it.
So Luke fights Darth Vader in the bowels of Cloud City.
Yeah, you gotta fight the big fight.
They fight the big fight. I got a problem with those fast closing doors.
Oh, the freeze frame, but
yeah. Like, they're fucking dangerous. He's standing right next to that thing, and that snap closed like a goddamn mousetrap.
Right.
You know.
Maybe.
Once again, poor Empire design.
Maybe it was.
No rails, big open pits.
That wasn't even Empire. That was Bespin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But it was probably built, using some Empire designs.
Maybe it was built by the pig people.
Yeah, they're terrible, too.
Yeah. Or maybe the door stuck and it just slammed closed and they need a can of WD-40.
So there's a lightsaber bat.
I noticed this time when the door closes fast.
It's
pretty obvious that Mark Hamill had to stand there while the thing closed slower and they speeded it up. But then he looks, right. When it actually slams shut, he looks over his shoulder like, what the fuck? It's pretty awesome. I just noticed that for the first time today.
It's like, yeah, that
thing almost crushed me.
Yeah, because he stops, he stands still,
yeah,
with his head looking kind of down into the left.
Back.
And he doesn't move until that thing is completely closed.
And then he looks over and goes, what?
Yeah. What the fuck?
His head went back and to the left.
To the left.
Back,
back and to the left.
So Darth Vader's fighting him, but only using one hand, right? Because Luke's not fully trained yet.
Right.
He was just playing with him.
So when he keeps telling him, then he lays on the big reveal where he says, I'm your poppy.
It's not true. You whine.
Big poppy.
Yeah, big
empire. We had lunch. A big lunch.
Yeah, we're going to have a big empire lunch. We're going to have a
muffin. A fungal. Wampa, we're gonna have a wampa quesafrita.
is that your Keenan doing Big Papi?
Yeah.
I love Keenan so much.
Quesafritas. Ascoponia. I'm a fungo.
Boy, Mark Hamill really dials it up in that.
He does look pathetic. So Luke, he gets his arm cut off and says, "I'll never join you," and jumps off the thing and gets sucked into one of those air vents.
Looks fun.
He falls outside onto an antenna. The hatch closes, so he calls out to Ben.
So why
Obi-Wan Kenobi, who hears nothing in response.
Who built Cloud City? That
you already said.
If you fall into a tube that you're lucky enough to get sucked into.
Yeah.
You should have just been splatted, but okay, he fell into the tube and he gets to the bottom of the tube.
It's like a slide.
Yeah.
And then there's another door that opens.
Yeah, there's two slides.
Why?
Well, it's
but
in case some farm material gets sucked in there, they need to eject it out.
Does that happen often? So much so that they need a fail safe.
You got to be able to get in there, dude.
It's a service. It's a service vent. That's what. Right. That's what happened.
The HVAC guys on that fucking on
maybe they know how to build them, because if they built that fucking exhaust tube on the Death Star like that, a torpedo would have never gotten through.
That is true. Unless it was a roller, like a rollerball. And then
rollerball.
You know, they would, because that's what it looked like. It looked like the fucking it looked like the goal for rollerball. Like Luke was that's exactly what it looked like.
I think it's like a P-trap.
Yeah, no,
it was in case you drop your wedding ring down there. So.
Yeah, it was the goal for water for fucking rollerball.
You won't believe how many wedding rings get sucked into that tube.
So, all right, say it is a wedding ring fucking thing.
Well, Carl would know.
Carl, why? Why does it open? Space
technology.
Why does it open and go down to nothing?
I always kind of assumed it was like a trash dump.
Well, where does the trash go? Does it just go like to the, is it like fucking? It
goes into the mining, the spice mining fields where it just burns up. I don't know.
Well, you're the,
to the building you're incinerator. The
spa- yeah. You're the space guy, dude. You're supposed to know all this shit.
I'm not sure about this joke. Why is Carl the space guy?
I said a comment earlier.
Because he told us about the probe that does way more than just carry a needle.
He's our space consultant.
Yeah. Anytime we need something explained to us, we go to Carl. He knows.
Okay. I thought it maybe was a longer ongoing joke from other episodes.
No, it's fresh from this one.
Okay.
He told us he knows
technology.
He goes like this. He said, "Dude, you don't know. Obviously, I don't, and you do. So we're going to refer to you for everything now."
I have seen the probe in real life.
See?
Oh.
He's got a credential.
So what else does it do?
It looked like a piece of shit 70s prop, which is exactly what it was. It looked like
some of these props, when you see them in real life,
but
you
go, not impressive.
Boy, that looks pretty junky.
Right. Hey, Jim, you know who you look like right now? Speaking of,
who do I look like?
Dude, like I'm about to touch my watch and wake you up.
Oh,
with the headphones?
Lobot.
Yeah.
Lobot.
You look like Lobot.
Yeah, because your green screen doesn't take out
that little piece up here. Whatchamacallit,
right? I can't not look at you now. I have to keep looking at you.
Is Lobot like
a cyborg?
Is he like a cyborg? You know, so? Like half droid or something.
Carl?
That's how I think.
Yeah. Carl said it. We're going to go with the cyborg. Thank you, Carl.
So Luke calls out to Leia. Leia hears him through the Force. And the Millennium Falcon goes and finds him. Lando goes up through the Lando-sized hole in the roof.
It looks like, I noticed today, it looks like the king-sized Lando figure from Hasbro.
Chewie is not fitting in that thing.
No, I'm saying it's Lando-sized. That's the only, there's no way Chewie can fit right through that hole.
Chewie's little arm, that was it. It would just show an arm.
He'll grab my hand.
Grab my hand.
They get Luke. What's his face? R2-D2 fixes the hyperdrive and boom, they get away. But like you said, no one's strapped in the seatbelts.
Right. They should have all been killed.
Because R2 got flung backwards.
Right. R2 got flung backwards.
And he fell right on top of fucking Han Solo's head.
Right.
Because Han Solo was in that pit.
Right. Yeah, he was in the pit.
He was still down there.
So
he was down there earlier.
Right. You're telling me that didn't cause a concussion?
Right.
Kenny Baker.
I mean, R2's got to weigh a good amount of pounds.
Yeah.
I'd give him at least 200.
Yeah, and he comes flying into that hole, especially if you're not ready for it.
Not ideal. It's
so they go.
It's worse than a pair of hydro spanners, I'll tell you that.
That's right. You need those hydro spanners. So it turns out they stick a new hand on Luke, but it looks like a human hand.
That's really well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And later, you know, like when he gets the, like an Empire, when someone shoots the human hand, and then he just wears a glove. Yeah, I know. He just wears a glove over it. Why couldn't they just like put a new human looking hand on him?
Well, because he had to go take a quick quick trip back to Dagobah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He didn't have time.
Can cover this and
yeah, we'll cover
it. This in Jedi, but it's
all right.
It's clearly that. He's his father's son.
Right.
Yeah. So then
the whininess didn't give it away.
Chewie and Lando say, we'll meet you on Tatooine. We're going to get Han Solo. And the end.
How did they know that he was going to Tatooine?
Jabba's there.
Okay.
They didn't at that point.
Well, they knew he was going to he was the bounty hunter bounty was put on by Jabba.
Oh, that's right.
Where else are they going?
All right.
Tatooine.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry, Jim. Okay.
Yeah.
Carl may know about spaceship, but you know about Tatooine. I'll give you that.
I know more about space underworld.
Yeah.
And how it functions.
Fucking Tatooine.
So everything happens on Tatooine, man. It's what do we call it? What do we call it? We call it the place to be.
That place is fire.
So the end. This movie came out, had a down ending. Lots of stuff happened.
Just like life, a series of down endings.
So what did we think of it the 120th time around?
It's still my favorite out of all of them. Yet Luke is what in the fuck is that noise?
Sounds like a cat to me.
My fucking old ass cat.
Oh my god.
I'll
leave it on now, dude. It's fine.
It's two since he wants to go for a ride.
Yeah.
Try a little of that at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Still my favorite. Luke, you know, it's funny how much Luke whines in this, and I never really paid it that much attention to Luke and Anakin as I do now. Like, I'm just like, right. I get it. Like, Yoda just should have stopped and be like, yeah, dude, I'm good. You're good. Took his lightsaber away and be like, I'm good, dude. We'll try.
Your ship. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're try your sister, dude. You're a bitch. You know? So, what the conversation, they should have showed more of the conversation after Luke flew away of Obi-Wan and Yoda arguing, like Obi-Wan championing for Luke and you know, fucking Yoda and be like, did you not see this whole, you were here. You were here the whole fucking time. Did you not see this isn't not a, this is a bad idea.
Instead of this force shit, why don't we get one of those big ion cannons and just shoot Darth Vader with it?
Yeah. But if the force is so powerful, why don't they, like, Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon go just fuck with Vader? Like, just keep appearing and fuck with him.
That's right. Keep just annoying.
Just annoying that, like, when he's in his thing and he's sitting in his thing. Boo. When he's in his thing. Yeah. Hey, man. Man, that hasn't healed at all, has it? Look at that. You shouldn't pick at it, man. Put some ointment on it.
This is my private time. Leave me alone.
Obi-Wan, how many times have I told you? Come on, Anakin. That's not my name. Annie. Come on, Annie.
Don't call me on this wall. Yeah.
You should put a Chinese bomb.
Yeah. 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 Who told you to put the bomb on? I didn't tell you to put the bomb on. We're like, whoo, that's should leave your helmet, you know, get air. It'll heal. Not healing, there's no air. You gotta let it out in the air. You gotta let it scab up. Not letting it scab up. You keep taking those fucking baths, dude. I keep telling you.
You don't even have a back to take in here.
Just like Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon just going back and forth. And we're like, Obi-Wan, you know, this is what that
just kid, double teaming him.
Yeah, this is what that little kid turned into. Scabby. Hey, Darth Scab. It's Vader. God damn it, it's Vader.
Yeah, you didn't fucking listen to me when I said I had the high ground?
Yeah. Told you.
Told Scabby. You.
Hey, remember that time I cut your arms and legs off?
In one shot,
and you burnt to a crisp.
Let you burn in lava.
Yeah. Remember that time? Remember that time I did that?
You burning in the lava and I yelled at you?
Yeah. Remember? I said
what a disappointment you were.
Yeah. Let me get some of your cereal, man. They just keep knocking the spoon out of his hand. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Just fucking his lightsaber keeps going off. He's like, guys, knock it off.
God.
Yeah.
Give me one of your tots.
Yeah, give me one of your tots. Vader. What are you going out and killing Wolverines, Vader? Oh my god, that would be great. Like, just Obi-Wan, even as a force ghost, is just a fucking asshole.
Like, man, that torture droid looks like a piece of shit when you see it up close.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It looks like they just glued the needle on the side of it.
It really did. Oh. It looked like a syringe out of the freaking
oh my god, just fucking Obi-Wan, and just even as a force ghost, just a complete asshole.
They keep changing the channels on his television.
Yeah. Emperor keeps coming in and they just hit the button and it goes away and he's like, guys, trying to talk to the Emperor.
So
like every time he kneels down they just push him over. He fucking falls. How? Or when they're walking, he just steps on his cape.
Yeah.
Like, over heels? Yeah. He gets his fucking head pulled back all the time. Fucking knock it. Stop stepping on my cape. What, dude? I'm just a force ghost. I'm not stepping on
I
your cape.
I can't do anything.
I can't do anything.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. So it's funny that in... Was it Jedi? Yeah, in Jedi, we'll talk about it, about the Force Ghost. So I'll save that for later.
All right.
With Obi-Wan. So that's the show. Yeah, there you go. That's Star Wars. It still holds up to me. It's still, well, I mean,
oh, it's Empire.
It's Empire. Like
five.
Yeah. For every Star Wars, it's a five. It's
five. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Ken?
Yeah. It's Empire is definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, you know, these first original three are just like, it's set the bar.
Yeah.
That's a collective 20. Have you ever done 20 in a row?
Oh, you mean Marks? Marks? Well, yeah,
like a full, you know, full five across the board? No, I don't think we've ever done a full. Yeah.
So give us 20 sound offs.
No.
Oh, man. I'm challenging you. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like.
All right.
Yeah. Could have been more. I don't know.
I also think it's the highlight of the master John Williams. It's my dude's J Dub's greatest music of all time.
Yeah.
Darth Vader's theme.
Yeah. Like everything. All is so fucking good. When so Yoda pulled, amazing. Yeah. When Yoda pulled out the X-Wing and then, you know, the whole fucking. Yeah. So the music.
Asteroid Field theme.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming back for the next Indiana Jones movie. John Williams will be doing the score.
Is Indiana like? Is it a different Indiana Jones or is?
No, it's Harrison Ford.
What is? So is he gonna
one last one?
So is he gonna do like Sean Connery's role in the other one? Like just be a feeble old man and
bring back what's his face?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, so, like
somehow I don't think Shia LaBeouf's gonna be in it.
They announced someone else. Can't remember right now.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yes, that's right.
Also,
who's that?
She was in Fleabag.
So it's gonna be a girl. Indiana Jones.
She? No, I don't think so.
She's the droid in Solo.
Yeah, she's the droid, the voice of the droid in Solo.
Okay.
Well, Harrison Ford is 78.
Isn't that crazy?
He's gonna be 80 when this one comes out. Comes out in 2022 for Indiana Jones. That's the projected date.
Do you know how old Sean Connery was in Last
Crusade? Probably younger than that.
Yep. He was only 59.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
Huh? Yeah, Sean Connery was 59.
He was only 59 in that movie?
Yep.
Oh.
It was the hat that made him look older.
That's
that and the umbrella. Anybody who carries an umbrella.
Right. He died at
90.
Wow.
So anyway, that's Empire.
You didn't know Sean Connery was dead?
I kind of spaced it, I guess. Wow.
Jim, he's not.
That's good.
You know,
he doesn't know contemporary stuff. Right.
Yeah, space stuff. He's down space here. Stuff, like Earth stuff. I'll go to Ken on that one. I'm gonna go for Earth stuff. But Carl, if I need space stuff, I'm going right to Carl.
Roger Moore went to space, but not Sean Connery. I don't know.
Well, there you go. See, he knows about
Moonraker.
There you go. Baby.
All right. Well. Jamshow.co is where you can find our Patreon link and Amazon link. You can now listen to the show on YouTube. I've been putting them up as very crude video. Well, it's an audio version on YouTube. Oh. Yes, it's not. You don't see anybody. There's a placeholder with a very... small animation, but if you want a lot of people listen to podcasts on YouTube, we're putting them up there too. Plus, you can watch our old San Diego Comic-Con videos are still up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if I ever watched it.
And
it's probably there.
Our
probably
little
are.
Mystery science theater thing that we did with
Sue
baking cookies. We did a running commentary during her baking cookie demonstration.
That was funny.
Really? I didn't
see that. Yeah.
Check it out on our YouTube channel. Just look for Damn Junior Podcasting.
Yeah. All right.
Do a search for that. And that's about it.
That's it.
Boy, I won't Peter that.
Right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. So,
all right. Till next time.
I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
I'm Ken.
Carl.
Good night, damnation.
You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're going to destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at you from Dam Junior Podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're going to throw at you.
Mostly, so mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.